The views expressed on the Big Shiny podcast do not express the views of Big Shiny Robot as a whole, its subsidiaries, or its sponsors.
And the Big Shiny podcast contains coarse language like
penis butt.
Listener discretion is advised.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
Welcome to Big Shiny Robot.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Big Shiny Podcast, where Jimmy's dog is trying to
suck Lucas.
Molest Lucas.
I'm cool with it. Don't draw attention.
This week we're talking about comics and collectibles, and as always, the Big Shiny Podcast is brought to you by the Bohemian Brewery at 94th East, 7200 South in Midvale, Utah, Secret Compass Collectibles at secretcompassonline.com, and superherostuff.com. I didn't do introductions last week, so let's do them this week.
Oh my god, you didn't.
Sitting across from me is Tom, also known as Zombietron.
I'm a real boy.
Sitting next to him is co-founder of BigShinyRobot.com, Lucas, also known as Kiltaculatron.
Yep.
Sitting uncomfortably close between me and Lucas is Jimmy, also known as Mexicus Prime.
Yo, yo.
And sitting to my right, Mr. Big Dick himself, Kylie, also known as Vagitron.
What's up, sausage suckers?
And I am Tyson, also known as R-Spot. So let's jump right into talking about comics. Marvel... much like they've done with their movies, have come out and made a slew of announcements about their 2015 lineup. And Kylie, you're just chomping at the bit.
Go ahead and tell what the things are, because like I said,
I don't remember all of them. So they put out a bunch of teasers. So one of them is Ultimate Universe: The End. Another one is a picture of Peter with Mary Jane and their little girl. Who, if you recall, is
What was the tagline of that little thing when that was coming out? It had
one thing.
Spider-Man. I'm not paying attention to what's happening.
Peter B. Fucking.
No.
I don't know. But and then they've announced Secret Wars. We've done this twice. Civil War. Another Civil War.
But is it that's the speculation? Like, is it? So the cover of the Civil War teaser is Spider-Man in the Iron Spider suit in the middle, and he's
with
being
Cap
pulled
and
apart,
Iron Man
pulling on either side with Cap and Iron Man. So there's some speculation. Are they revisiting the original Civil War?
Maybe showing what happened when Spider's continuity got reset.
Yeah, or are they like retelling Civil War like purely from Peter's point of view, since he's featured so prominently in the teaser? Is it another Civil War? Like, no one really knows what's going on.
With Marvel, I think it's just a whole nother. They're just going back to the well. They cannot.
But don't you think they'd call it something
with the movie
else?
Coming out.
Yeah,
like. Civil War again.
Civil War 2.
Civil War.
The Civil Rewarning.
Yeah, they're rewarning.
Well, they're already hinting at Spider-Man's continuity going back. Yeah. With the going back to Mary Jane, and then I don't know if you notice in the picture
together again or something like that.
Some stupid thing, but in Mary Jane's arms is a little girl.
It's actually on Peter's shoulders.
Was it Peter's? On Peter's shoulders is the daughter that was hinted at by Mephisto. So it wouldn't surprise
me. Who exists in her own alternate universe. She's Spider-Girl. It's Mayday Parker.
Kind of.
God, do you guys have a map? Like, you can draw all this shit?
It's going to get crazier when I talk about it later.
And then there's, like, some other stuff they announced. They announced X-Men 92, which is actually a comic series based on the 1992 cartoon.
Oh, my God, I love that fucking cartoon.
Yeah. So people will buy it.
I'll buy
it.
Are you kidding me?
I'm trying to think. Avengers versus X-Men again.
Again. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's another one that
they're doing, like, all of them in one year.
Yeah, they're, like, doing, like,
all this is my bitch about Marvel.
All right, let's get to it.
I've given up. Axis. I've done. I'm not reading Axis. I'm done. It's one fucking event after another. Yeah. They do not stop. Mm-hmm. Axis started up. They were still pumping out Original Sin, which was the event before it. They were overlapping at this point.
Well, here's my question, because you're talking about, you know, next year they're going to do the end of Ultimate.
They're going to do all that shit we just talked about.
They survived fucking Galactus. What is there? Like, what else is there?
It's their continuity sucks. They're cranking out these things. I think it was AVX. It was Age of Ultron. Was originally supposed to be a Bendis storyline in Avengers.
Oh, that's another one they're doing in 2015. Is
another Age of Ultron?
But it's not called Age of Ultron. Yeah, but it's something to do with Ultron.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Good.
So that was a Bendis story.
So that was supposed to be a Bendis story in Avengers, but he didn't have enough time to tell it before he moved off to go do X-Men. So they made it a fucking event. Axis, another thing, I have so many people. These event books are supposed to be for people to come in that don't know what the fuck's going on, and they can pick up an event book and just enjoy it. Most people that are picking up Axis, they don't know what the hell is happening because Original Sin factors into it. All the shit, if you're not reading Uncanny Avengers, you don't know what the fuck's going on. It should be told in Uncanny Avengers instead of, let's put this on hiatus and do this big event out of this that, you know, a select few are reading this title. And it's pissing me off. It's pissing me off. When I was a kid, the first big thing they did like that was Secret War. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And they did some things like that every now and then, and they usually kept it to like maybe the annuals. That's another thing. An annual with Marvel doesn't mean shit. They'll pump out an annual every 2 months and call it an annual.
Yeah.
But back in the day, they'd do these events and it would be a yearly thing, but all the annuals would cross over. I didn't have a problem with that. Half the time they were kind of crappy anyway. But it's nonstop. That's all Marvel is doing at this point in their comics. It's just event. When they solicited for Infinity, the Thanos one.
Oh, that's another one in 2015. It really is.
It's like a greatest hits next year.
Yeah. When they originally solicited for this, they said the event of the year. And then about 3 months later, when it was about to come out and they had already solicited like two more, they said the first event of the year. I'm like, oh, you fuckers. Okay, I'm done.
Warren, isn't Death of Wolverine an event?
That just wrapped up.
That wrapped up.
Yeah. I heard that was pretty good.
Did you
like that?
I liked it, but
I haven't read it yet.
Josh said he died. Well,
but he died, but he's coming back next year.
He's a statue. They made him a statue, basically.
Like out of his skeleton?
No, he had no healing factor. He ripped open these vats of adamantium, and it got all over him. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of encased in that.
So he's not dead.
Well, if he didn't have a healing factor, I don't know. Exactly. That's exactly, yeah. He's in carbonite, basically. But if he doesn't have a healing factor, I guess technically he's dead, but it's comics. He's not dead.
Yeah, he can't die. He can't drown, so he can't suffocate. That's stupid. Let me talk about one Marvel book I am enjoying. The Spider-Verse shit.
Hold on, real quick. I found the rundown of the comics. So, Civil War, Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies. That's the Age of Ultron.
That might be fun.
Years of Future Past.
Mm-hmm.
Planet Hulk.
Yeah. Again. See, this is all...
Armor Wars.
This will be the third one.
That'll be the third one. I remember the first one. Holy shit.
House of M.
Oh my god.
The Infinity Gauntlet. Old Man Logan.
What are they doing?
Are we doing Old Man Logan?
What are they
doing? Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. And these all say summer 2015. Inhumans, Atalan Rising. So that sounds something original, finally.
The End.
Yeah, Ultimate, The End. Age of Apocalypse. I told you.
And this is all just next year.
Future Imperfect. The Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows is what it's called.
What the crap? It was something gay.
AVX. I told you, AVX.
Wow.
And then X-Men 92. And I love the cover because it's the X-Men from the 90s cartoon, which is awesome. And then Marvel released what looks to be the final image in a series of teasers. This one promises spring 2015 instead of the usual summer time frame as everything else. And it's just called Everything Ends. And it's like fading out. So
we're done publishing comics.
Maybe they're going to do a reboot like DC did.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, so, because that's in spring 2015. Everything else is summer 2015. So I wonder if it's like a reset button gets hit and then they revisit like all these major events in a different light or something. I don't fucking know.
I'm done. I'm Image. Image is
Image
awesome.
Is amazing.
Shit.
Yeah.
Let me talk about this before we talk about Image. So. Edge of Spider-Verse, we've talked a little bit about. For those that maybe have missed a podcast or two, Morlin that attacks Spider-Man before, that they feed on the spider, he's got a whole family. It's like him, a sister, a couple brothers, and their dad, who's like the patriarch, right? So they've taken over the, I forget what they refer to it as, it's like the life web. There's like a web that connects all of the universes. Yeah. So the guy that runs that, this giant spider, they've kind of like held him hostage, and they use him so they can jump wherever they want. So they've been feeding off all these different Spider-Man and all these different Spider-Verses. Well, the, as we, I think we talked about last time, Doc Ock's Spider-Man started gathering different Spider-Men from different universes to try to combat Morlun and his crew. So we had the Gwen Stacy one that we talked about that's pretty awesome. And then there's been a bunch of others that have shown up that have just died. Like at the beginning of this issue, you think it's Peter Parker, but then you find out that they're on the moon and Morlun like snaps his neck and
it's
eats
moon
him.
It's Moon Spider-Man.
Spider-Moon.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Spider-Moon.
Well, they're doing Spider-Gwen. They're doing a Spider-Gwen.
I'm excited comic. To hear
yeah,
that.
I told Lucas that earlier that they're doing a Spider-Gwen ongoing series.
And I hope it's the same creative team. So with this this issue that just came out, it's issue number, shit, I don't fucking know.
Nine?
So I'm just going to kind of do a play-by-play. Silk shows up and tells Peter, you know what? I've got a costume now. This is the girl that has spider powers as well that was locked up because she was avoiding Morlun. Anytime these two get in the same room together, it's much like the Keymaster and the Gatekeeper. Like,
they want to do the
They want to bang it. And they're both like, I don't know if we should do this. So she tells him, tell you what, I got New York. You're kind of a fuck up anyway. Why don't you go somewhere else? And Peter's like, no, this is my, I'm in New York. And then they hear something over the radio, of course. They go to bust these bank robbers, which happen to be the goons that have Spider-Man's.
Peter fucking Porker.
Peter Porker, Spider-Man's costume and his giant spider bot that Doc Ock had built. So all those guys are now like committing crime with all the gear they got from the Doc Ock Spider-Man. So yeah, Spider-Ham shows up and Gwen Stacy Spider-Man and all these different spider people, including Spider-Girl, show up and kind of save the day. And then they tell Peter, like, all right, you're coming with us. And Peter's like, what are you talking about? They're like, remember Morlun? His big brother is coming here to get you because of different reasons. So you need to come with us. And Peter says, all right, whatever.
His big brother's coming here to get you because reasons.
Because reasons. Oh, so I forgot to explain that.
Yada, yada, yada.
So they explain in the prologue, the whole family, I forget their last name, the Morlun. So the older brother is just like, he's kind of like the Hulk version of Morlun. And they're all, like, Morlun's the favorite son. And they're waiting to feast on these spider totems that they brought back that are still alive. And they're bitching because Morlun's not back. And the dad's like, no, we're waiting for Morlun. Just shut the fuck up. So he gets back. The older brother starts busting Morlun's balls. He's like, so I'm going to go to that 616 universe and take care of Parker. And Morlun's like, no, he's fucking mine. Hands off. That universe is mine. It's too important for you to touch. And the big brother's like, yeah, remember how that went last time? You really fucked that up. And for those that don't remember, when he fought Morlun, he injected himself with radiation. So when Morlun tried to eat him, he ate a bunch of radiation. So he's terrified to fight Peter Parker, but his older brother's like, no, I'm going to go take care of this. So he goes. That's the reasons. He shows up to take out Peter Parker, but Peter Parker's not there, so he attacks the Scarlet Spider, and they refer to him as the Other, which is Peter's clone. Mm. It's been pretty fun. Like, if you're reading any of the Spider-Man stuff, I feel like you can jump into it. But there's something special in all the different Spider-Man tells 616 Spider-Man, like, you know, of course, like, he's the most important one. He's the one that can be the key to the fixing the whole thing. It's been really good. It's got Old Man Spider-Man shows up into it, and they call him Old Man Spider-Man.
Yeah. From, what was it called, like, One More Day, or no?
It's from issue 500, which was, like, the end of Spider-Man. It was kind of like his Spider-Man the
kind
End.
Kind of the end, yeah.
Well, no, it was a separate, like, miniseries.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because issue 500 I just read like a couple weeks ago, and he's not in 500.
At the end of 500, he's like fighting all the different SWAT guys that are coming after him, and yeah, he's wearing this outfit. And
yeah, take him down. I think it was his own. I don't know. I'm probably wrong.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was good though. Like whatever it was awesome.
So Ben Reilly shows up from a different universe, and like Cosmic Spider-Man, Spider-Ham, all these different characters, and then there's this cool spread I was showing Tyson in here in the feast, the epilogue, where they talk about the web and how they're using it to get from place to place. And in the web are all the different versions of Spider-Man. So you've got, like, Japanese Spider-Man, the Japanese TV show, the cartoon, like, Rorschach Spider-Man.
I totally called the Japanese television show.
Yeah, I couldn't
show
figure that out. Tyson figured that out. Deadpool Spider-Man.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
He's down there in the bottom. So I've really enjoyed this. there's a shit ton of comics coming out, but they're all pretty fun, and they all read these kind of like one shots, what ifs.
Iron Fist Spider-Man.
Nice. I recommend that. If you're a Spider-Man fan and you've read the book at all, or you're familiar with the character Morlun, it's been pretty neat. I think that they're going to use this as a part of the reset button for different things. They've got Miles Morales shows up, so he's palling around with Jessica Drew, and Spider-Man. Morlun shows up.
Cable Spider-Man.
So I'm guessing that...
Shanna Spider-Man.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Or Tarzan Spider-Man.
If they bring... this is part of maybe how they bring Miles Morales into the fold. I'm not done yet naming
random Spider-Man.
You can keep it up.
There's also, who's the guy with the hunter?
Craven.
Craven Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, and then...
Lizard Spider-Man.
So the female Morlun, the sister, Morlun's sister, she says she's going to get the dogs out to go hunt one of these Spider-Men, and it's Silk Spectre, someone else, and Craven, but just like on dog leashes, and I guess they use them as slaves to hunt the Spider-Men.
Hmm.
It's been fun.
Yep, this looks real shitty.
Let me talk about Ninja Turtles before we talk about Starlight.
I'm so far behind.
This is Turtles Ghostbusters.
Oh. So, this is the Ninja Turtles Ghostbusters crossover that came out that everybody's been raving about.
I don't think I bought it. Did I buy it? I don't think I bought it.
I don't know if you bought it. So, the Ninja Turtles, as you know, has... all these different like fantasy elements to it, and the character, I forget her name, that has kept Shredder alive and brought him back.
Kitsune,
yeah. So apparently she has like a brother that's also some kind of wizard or mystic creature, and she tricks him and traps him in this other dimension, and fast forward however many years, and the turtles accidentally open this dimension. Kind of, and they fall through, and it ends up being that they fall through to the Ghostbusters universe, and the Ghostbusters are on a bus at a church, and this guy comes through, and the turtles come through, and that's how the issue ends. Like, it just kind of explains the two of them getting together. It's been pretty fun. I don't know. It's what you expect.
Yeah.
Not nearly as cool as Starlight, though.
Have you finished it? You read them all?
Yeah.
That was amazing. I'm not like you. I don't think Mark Miller for me is hit or miss. I've usually liked all the stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
You guys didn't like Nemesis.
I didn't like Nemesis.
I liked it.
Yeah, Jimmy liked it. He and I had a spirited discussion about Nemesis.
Yeah.
I thought you hated that book.
I loved it.
I hated it.
Starlight's very much a cross between like kind of a Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
What else was I thinking when I was reading it? I don't know. But it's this Air Force puzzle. But there you go. Yeah, Buck Rogers, exactly. So it's this Air Force pilot who gets lost, and he's pretty much flown through some kind of like space-time portal and ends up on a different planet.
It happens.
Yeah. And he goes and helps these guys out and like frees the people, and I mean, he's like their savior. They erect this huge statue of him. And so the first issue, you kind of get his wife has died. He's on Earth, and he's an old man. His wife has died. He's going to the funeral. Like, you know, every now and then you'll get these pages of him, you know, with a sword, and he's, like, fighting weird aliens. And you come to find out that he'd spent time out there doing this stuff. And his kids really don't believe him. His wife was the only person
sounds that
really
believed him. Sounds kind of John Carter-ish, too.
Yeah,
like a little. John Carter of Mars.
Definitely.
And,
Yeah, sons don't believe him, and he's waiting on them to come over for the anniversary dinner of his mom's, death, like a year later, and nobody shows up because they all have shit going on.
That's pretty fucked up.
And then at the end of the first episode, this kid in a rocket ship shows up, like, so-and-so, you gotta come with us, you gotta come save the planet again.
And the reason he left the first time was that the portal he came through was closing, and it wouldn't, like, open for, like, 10,000 years, so he needed to go because he had a woman back home.
Which was his wife that he married.
Yeah. And then you come to find out this kid who's come to pick him up because he needs help. He's like, I didn't think the portal was going to open. He's like, oh, shit, technology's, you know, we've got warp drive now. We can get where we need to go. So the kid takes him back to the planet that he had liberated all these years ago, and it's just the tyrant is ruling, and everyone's just docile and just going along with it. It's
a shithole.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
And so the rebellion, though, is like this kid. He's like, all right, let's go do this. And so they bust some heads to break out a couple characters out of the jail, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, they go join up with the rest of the rebellion, which is very similar, like, Tavon 4? Is that what it is from A New Hope?
Gavin 4.
Yeah. So it's very much like that rebel base. And so, I don't know. It's fun. You kind of get a little bit into that. You get him being a hero, but like an old man hero. Kind of like, I don't know, like I'm too old for this shit kind of hero, you know? But he's kind of getting more of a limber as it goes on, I guess you could say, is a word for it.
I think because is such a legend on that planet, I think that gives him a lot more confidence with everything.
Yeah.
Because back home, no one believes his stories. The only person that believed him was his wife. His kids think he's crazy. But then he goes to this planet where, I mean, they've got this huge statue that you can see for miles around. Yeah. He's like, he's their man. So, you know, he comes back and kicks some ass.
Yeah. The thing with Miller books that I have a hard time with is the endings for me don't always pay off the way I want him to. I feel like sometimes he gets too clever and tries to do some twist or I don't know. I feel like this one, it went where it needed to go and it was a nice, fun, neat ending.
I like that he just sets out and tells a story. It's does not this big thing that just goes on and you hit a point where you're like, okay, let's start wrapping this up. You've drug this out for how many issues now?
And this definitely feels, it's funny because of how many of his comics have been turned into movies, but this is one that I feel like was purposely written with like a beginning, middle, and end. You could take this, option it for a movie very easily.
Oh, yeah. And the art is beautiful.
It's very like a...
What's the...
It's European.
Name? It is. It's
Goran
it is
Parlov. Very
okay.
Yeah. Goran Parlov. Yeah, I dug it. I think if anybody needs something to pick up to check out when that trade comes out, grab it.
Definitely. Very, very awesome.
Looks amazing. I want it.
The other one I'm reading, another Image book. And I just got into this from people coming to the shop that had been buying it. It's been kind of selling out. It's called Nailbiter. And it's basically about this town. I want to say it's in Portland. I could be wrong, but it's a...
When did it release?
It's only been out like 8 issues, I think. But it's about a town where it pretty much just breeds serial killers. Like 16 of the most famous serial killers came from this town. And it's generations. Like, you talk to people in the town, it's like, yeah, my grandfather was the such-and-such butcher. So, you know, people in this town are very connected to everything that's going on. And it starts out with, like, I think the guy is a special forces interrogator, and his buddy's a cop. His buddy was obsessed with this town. There's something that's causing this. Something's going on there to breed all these weird serial killers. And he wants his friend to come down and help, basically interrogate somebody and beat the shit out of him, is what you kind of end up finding out. That's what his friend wanted to do. When he gets down there, the friend's disappeared, can't find him. And the reason it's called Nailbiter, the last serial killer that came from the town, he would kidnap people and he would bite their nails. I guess his mother would like beat him for biting his nails. And as he got older, he'd like hire prostitutes to like bite their nails, chew their nails. Then he finally started like kidnapping people, and then he'd wait for their nails to grow out, and he'd chew them, but he'd chew it like the tips of the fingers off down to the bone.
Jesus.
And then he would kill them. He wasn't like a cannibal. He would just do that kind of weird thing, and then he'd kill them. They caught him. He killed like 46 people, but there was something wrong with the trial, and they let him go. So he's just living back at the town, which nobody likes because they know he's a killer. So he kind of factors in a little bit, and it. Trying to the cop in the town, I guess they were like that was her prom date, was this crazy fucking guy that ended up being a serial killer. So everyone thinks that she has a soft spot for him. And so it's basically this special forces guy trying to find his friend, trying to figure out what's going on in this town. And I'm going to leave it at that because it gets a little more strange. But
how many issues are there?
It's 8. There's a trade out now that I think has the first 5, and then there's 3 issues after that.
And you said Image is doing it?
Oh yeah, it's Image. They're pumping out the good shit now.
Dude, Image, like, they're printing money, man. All their stuff is so good.
Image now is almost like Vertigo was 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And Vertigo's not doing shit. I can't think of a Vertigo book coming out.
There's another book I'll probably talk about next podcast that I picked up the first 3 issues, another Image book called God Hates Astronauts. I've been hearing nothing but awesome stuff about, so I grabbed those 3 issues. But I grabbed them today, so I didn't have a chance to read
them. Is again. Sex Criminals have a second trade yet?
Not yet. That's one of those. That's
is the, it slow going?
The one gripe I would have about Image is because they're those creator-owned stuff that...
Mm.
You know, you get four issues ready, in, and then you're waiting, like, you know, four months for the next issue.
Hawkeye's been away from me, too, though.
I hear they're canceling that. I think they're going to finish it up and be done with it.
But some of their creator-owned stuff, like all the Remender stuff, and there's just a really good image.
Black Science.
Yeah. Deadly Class. Mm-hmm. Pretty Deadly is really good.
Oh, and the guy, this is a comic you read, Ghosted?
Yeah, Ghosted is incredible.
The guy who wrote Ghosted is the guy writing Nailbiter.
Oh, my God, I love it. I loved Ghosted.
Joshua Williamson or something, I think? Yeah,
Ghosted is still going, and it's fucking awesome. So I'll have to get into Nailbiter then for sure. I'm actually on their review FTP server right now looking for Nailbiter. So.
There's Starlight. Just read that.
I just downloaded it. I'm downloading all these comics that I'm behind on right now so I can discuss them more heavily.
Lucas,
what's a jet engine in your kitchen?
It's the garage.
Ah, word. Sorry. I don't care.
So Top Shelf Comics, who's published books like Blankets and
Pain for It. Did they do that?
They do a lot of fun books. They do a lot of Jeffrey Brown books and different things. Yeah. Anyhow, so one of their creator things is this book called God is Disappointed in You. It's written by Mark Russell and then cartoons by Shannon Wheeler, who does cartoons, I believe, for the Times. I want to say, like a political cartoonist. Anyhow, so I'm not a religious guy, so I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily an atheist either, but I've never had a reason to read the Bible. I've always been curious to read the Bible, but it's kind of a daunting task. It's a big, just fucking boring book, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this guy...
I could spoil the shit out of it for you.
Yeah. I've gotten tidbits here and there, but I've never actually read it. So this guy decided that... there are a lot of people in my situation that have never read the Bible, but were probably interested in it, but it's just too difficult to jump into. So this is kind of, if you think about like a comedic Cliff Notes version of the Bible, where he'll say, like, this character did this, and this thing happened, and then these people died, and then this happened, and this happened, and then these people died. So it's been kind of fun to read. The illustrations, you can flip through it. It's very much.
I've flipped through it. We have one at the shop. I want to pick it up.
Oh, yeah, it's like, got like that fancy, like the rice pleather, paper and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, and the rice paper, and then
it's
the,
all gilded on the edges.
Tom's just throwing his phone at me.
Jesus Christ, Tom!
He's excited about the Bible. Come on, people.
Let's talk about Jesus. Yeah. I'm feeling this better.
So
can I get a bone drop?
It's just funny, some of the commentary. I can't remember the second one because I guess I wasn't paying close enough attention. But like, they're explaining different characters along the way, and like the first one, he'll, I can't remember her name, but like, this is, you know, Christ is a descendant of this girl who's a whore. And then they go on further to the next story, and the next guy, I can't remember what he is, but he's like a thief, I guess. So then it's like this train where he's like, all right, well, Christ was the descendant of a whore and a thief, and then a whore and a thief, and then this. So it's been fun read for someone that's never read the Bible, and it's entertaining enough. It's almost like, I don't mean this as like a slight, it's almost like reading Grimm's Fairy Tales or something, where it's like, here's this little story about this group of people. And there's some stuff that happens in there that I had no fucking idea, because I guess he covers stuff that you don't normally hear about from the Bible. He touches, he gets everything. And there's one story, his family's leaving Sodom and Gomorrah. So they're leaving that town, and it's a husband, two daughters, and his wife, and they're leaving because God has said these people are all devils, and they're whores, and they're just, you know, sinners.
And so I'm going to burn it to the ground.
I'm going to burn it to the ground, get the fuck out of there. So he's like, all right, I'm going to get the fuck out of there. Family, you're coming with. And then his wife turns back, and she has remorse for it.
She turns into salt.
Salt, as everybody knows. Well, the fucked up part is he always wanted a son. He never got a son. And so his daughters felt bad for him. So they got him drunk and fucked him until one of them got pregnant with a boy.
It's the story of Lot.
Tom knows his Bible.
Damn, I remember Tom. Those daughters fucking the father.
I'm throwing down some religious knowledge on this tonight.
I know some things.
So that just kind of proves my point. Like, it touches on all this stuff, and it's very, it has like a funny twist to the different things, but it's not like poking fun at the Bible. So I think if you are religious, you could read it and enjoy it. And if you have no interest in religion and just want to know the stories, it's good that way.
I might have to pick that up.
It's fun.
Speaking Top of Jeffrey Brown. Comics. I picked up Vader's Little Princess for my daughter.
Nice. Yeah.
I was at the airport in San Diego and just, you know, get there early, just tool around at all the little shops and stuff. And at one of the shops on the kids book section, they had the two books, the Vader's Little Princess and the
Sun one.
Yeah, the Vader Sun one.
And he's done a couple Vader of Jedi Academy ones.
Yeah. But it's fun. I mean, we she's, you know, 4 months old, but we quote unquote read it to Edith in the airport and stuff. And it was a cute little read. So
that was a fun series. I was glad he got a hold of that. That was like a good way for him to kind of break through, you know.
Yeah,
it works with his art really well.
Yeah, well, and it's really just, I mean, it's fun, like, as a Star Wars fan, mm-hmm. to read it, like all the winks and nods, mm-hmm. to things, but then also it's just a, you know, cutesy little kids book as well. So
they've made
with good pictures and stuff, because that's, you know, especially for little kids.
Totally. And they're not out yet, but they've got maquettes of Vader and son, and a Vader and daughter.
Oh, nice.
And like Vader standing there.
General Giant's doing this?
Yeah, yeah. And Vader's standing there, his cape's open, and it's got a bunch of like hearts cut out. And
yeah, it's from the cover of the book. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So that's been great. That's been fun. You want to talk about your $35 stuffed bear?
Whoa.
I got a $35 stuffed bear. It's all beat to shit.
Good night, everybody.
You spent $35 on stuffed bear.
It's a great bear, though, man. Like, I get it.
It's the bear from Breaking Bad, from after the, if you're familiar with Breaking Bad. Have you watched it, Jimmy? I think everyone else has.
Okay, so I don't like it because nothing bad ever happened to the lead characters until the very end of the series. So
that's not true.
It's because they were...
That is not true.
Yeah, it's not true at all.
Jimmy, I love you, but that is not true.
The bad stuff that happened to him caused half the show.
I didn't like it.
Okay.
Fair enough. People don't make good decisions.
You didn't like Breaking Bad?
Yeah, no, weird, huh?
But this is the little pink bear.
It's the pink bear that's floating in the pool
after the plane crash,
and it's beat up, and
it's got scorch marks on it.
It's burned. It's missing its eyeball.
And it was $35.
It looks pretty ragged. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah. What can I say? I'm a
hardcore chump. Breaking Bad.
I'm a chump.
I didn't even know they had Breaking Bad merchandise.
Aside from
T-shirts and shit.
No, they made toys and action figures. And Toys R Us.
Oh, I did.
Somebody put a petition, and Jesse Pinkman got a petition with more signatures.
I signed his. Yeah,
because his character came with they both came with a bag of the blue
the blue
sugar candy.
The blue. What's the blue?
Smith.
No, what do they call it? They call it blue magic or something, or blue something.
Smith. I don't remember.
They have a brand name for it. But if you go to the Toys R Us in West Valley, at least 2 weeks ago, and Jimmy and I went on our mandate adventure, they do have them on clearance for, like, you can get Walt and Jesse for like $4.
What? Nice. Damn it.
They're on clearance, like in the clearance aisle with all like the shitty toys, but they're there.
Huh. And they look cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Oh, they are pretty cool, actually. Because I'll
pay $4.
I got a Heisenberg one through the store.
I need to go to
Toys.
We should all go. It'd be fun.
Bag of cash.
You gotta work, motherfucker.
Not after 6.
So,
Toys R Us is open till 9.
They have the.
That's a weird time to be at Toys R Us.
if you're at Toys R Us at 8:45, actually, I take it back.
I've been
at
Toys R Us.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Well, so, no, but it was to buy toys for you, motherfuckers, for one of the podcasts to get some minifigs.
We didn't talk about it on our TV episode, but I'm just going to touch on it. Rebels has been awesome.
Yeah,
and with Rebels, the Rebels toys, JJ brought a couple in today. There's one, a Chopper, and then the Stormtrooper. They're fucking awesome.
Like, the Lego sets, the
style,
cool.
It's great. You should watch that show.
I tried watching it. I didn't get very far.
So I haven't bought any Lego sets recently.
Fucker.
What?
I know. But
that's weird.
I know.
But
actually, well, there's actually the reason I haven't bought any Lego sets is because I've kind of bought all the ones that I want. Like, I bought pretty much every Marvel set, every DC set, a couple Hobbit sets, almost all. Like, I think there's two Lego movie sets that I don't have, and one's the $300 pirate ship, and I'm not buying that.
Have you even bought the TMNT sets at all?
No. Well, actually, I take it back. I bought the sewer set.
They're okay.
It was shit.
Because every time I go look at them, like, those are the ones I'm always interested
they're
in.
They're stupid.
They're expensive.
Well,
yeah.
The sewer one actually isn't that. I mean, it's like the main sewer set. Now, I'm talking the sewer set for, like,
the cartoon.
The cartoon version, not the movie ones. I haven't bought any of those. But I don't know. It was just, I built it. That's like the one Lego set the last year that I built, and I was like, eh.
Can somebody take a picture of Tom and all his fucking electronic devices?
I'm working here.
But next year, they have announced a new line of DC Lego sets, which look pretty awesome. There's like some Green Lantern and Sinestro sets. There's Wonder Woman, a set that includes like Wonder Woman and her invisible jet, Darkseid.
So just Wonder Woman, basically.
It's like a whole bunch of clear pieces and stuff. But And those come out in January, so I'm sure, like, right after Christmas, I'm going to be hitting the LEGO store again, and I'm sure Marvel's going to follow it up with some new sets as well. LEGO Ideas, formerly known as Kusu, just announced the winners of the latest review. One's like a set of, like, different birds that you can build, which... whatever.
Birds.
And then the other one, which is even the bigger raspberry, is the fucking Big Bang Theory living room set. Fuck that fucking show, man. I just...
I don't talk about it.
I think it's a funny show, but I think it gets more credit than it deserves.
It gets, like... All right, here's the thing. I've watched several reruns of it, and I can stand it. Like,
as
whatever.
As a professional, I have watched several reruns of it. Well, no, like, and I find it lacking.
Well, no, like, I can sit down, watch it, and kind of chuckle at some of the humor and stuff, but I'm with Lucas. I think I hate it more on principle at this point because I get so tired of everyone being like, you don't religiously watch The Big Bang Theory? You don't love that show? How do you not love that show? The main character is always wearing a Green Lantern shirt.
It's nerd blackface.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Did you just call it nerd blackface?
To be fair, Armando called it that, and I quoted him.
And he is slightly brown.
And he's smarter than all of us.
And I don't disagree with
that. Is he a scientist like the guys on the show?
No.
Is that why he's offended?
That being said, there's two other sets that are still under review from this one, and they're both Doctor Who sets. They're competing Doctor Who sets.
Oh, wow.
I think they're probably trying to work out licensing stuff with Doctor Who.
Isn't there a mech one? Has that come out yet?
The mech one came out earlier this year, like a couple months ago.
Did it?
Yeah, I haven't been able to find it. It was at the LEGO store here in Utah one time when I was there, but I was there to buy a different set, so I didn't pick it up, and I have not seen it since. But I have seen Ecto-1s out the ass there.
That's
same
crazy.
Same with the Minecraft sets that they did, and the lady scientists and stuff, but I cannot find...
That's weird, because that's one I wanted to get.
The mech set. Yeah, I really want to get the mech set. So, I'm excited for the new year to hit the reset button on some new LEGO sets to come out.
So, a couple weeks back, Tommy, for Walking Dead Night, brought over his Tumblr, the Batman Tumblr. Yeah, did you pick that up?
No.
It's pretty cool.
It looks awesome.
No, I've seen it. It's cool. But, like, so I mean... my thing is I'm really lukewarm on that Dark Knight trilogy, so I'm not going to drop $200 on a Tumblr set.
Oh, yes. This Tumblr is the best yet.
Yeah. I mean, the main reason Dark Knight
came over, everybody was jizzing over that movie.
Then he ruined it with fucking Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. Rah. It was all right, but the second movie I still think is...
Oh, no, I still love amazing. The Dark Knight. I just, like, taking a step back and look at the trilogy as a whole, it's like, meh. Like, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I'm lukewarm on it. But
it's like those prequels.
God damn it. So I didn't get the Tumblr one, but there's also, for their 2015 review, there's some pretty awesome sets up for review, two of which I really hope if either one gets through, I will spend the money to get it because I'm sure they'll be kind of expensive. One is Wayne Manor. Like a big Wayne Manor set, like that includes like the Batcave,
like a playset kind of thing.
So it's like, yeah, so you've got Wayne Manor and then the Batcave below it, and then the other one is the X Mansion. So
it would be pretty expensive.
Yeah, I'm thinking so, but they both
already got the licensing for it though.
Yeah, they've got the licensing for both of them already. I think they'd look really awesome. One that didn't make it through this last review was the Back to the Future train. From the third movie, it didn't make it through the review process, through the review to get made. So, which kind of bums me out because I was kind of looking forward to that. I would have liked to pick that one up and kind of.
And they were like, no, fuck it, we already did one.
Yeah, which seems weird with like the licensing thing because you would think that maybe they already have some licensing.
I think that some worked out, but maybe if it's switching over to 2015.
Yeah, so.
I had one collectible to talk about.
Oh, real quick though, the. Venom Spider-Man that you brought last time or two shows ago.
Oh, yeah, whatever, yeah.
The last time we recorded.
From Walgreens?
Walgreens.
Yeah, the Flash one.
Yeah, I went to Walgreens like a week ago. Or actually, Tiffany needed to go to Walgreens. And I'm like, it popped in my head like, Lucas found that on discount. I went there and I was all excited. I go walking down the toilet and I find it and it was like $16. I was like, damn it.
They listen.
That's still cheaper. They go for 20 something.
Maybe it was 20. All I remember was a full price.
It was
price.
More than. Oh shit! Yeah. I tracked down one of the prototype Boba Fetts at a Walgreens.
Yeah,
and by that I mean I was like, Heather, get the fuck down to this Walgreens. I just found out they had one.
Go to every Walgreens within a 3-mile radius.
So I got a couple more hot toys, which I didn't get a chance to go home to pick up to bring with me tonight. But one of them is the Mark 42 armor, the gold armor. It's die-cast. Jimmy got to check it out. I'm going to let Jimmy talk about it.
It's fucking sick.
why is it? Voice?
Well, there's... It's fucking sick because there's... Goddamn, like the armor... I don't know. Is it just painted different, or does it actually like lift up?
Well, you got two different sets that you pop off. So there's the regular armor, and then there's the battle damaged. And like his chest piece, it's not just like painted different. It's missing chunks of it and everything.
Shit. My phone is in my leg.
Is your pocket just ripped through? What the fuck did you do?
Yeah, you put it in the hole, not the...
You put it in this hole, motherfucker. So... It's diecast. It's pretty sweet.
That's never fucking happened before.
They've done two diecast figures so far, the Mark 42 and the Iron Patriot, which are the two that I got.
It comes with a really cool stand, and the stand kind of blends in with the armor. Mm-hmm. The paint's all like scratched up and everything. I didn't know if they painted it like that or if they actually took like a steel wool brush.
Yeah, we were talking
with,
about
like
that.
A pencil and just kind of like jacked with the paint.
I don't know.
Because it looks fucking crazy. Like
the it's fucking heavy too.
Yeah, it's very sturdy. Stands up nice. They only pose it like a few ways, but there's articulation everywhere.
And this is your mm-hmm. first die-cast hot toy, right?
Yeah. I was pretty stoked to get it. It was pretty cool. And then it has a Robert Downey Jr. face, and you can lift up the mask, and he's all beat up.
Well, and then one of the pulsers too. I think there was something with the pulser.
Yeah, like the top part, like where the cannon comes out, it's all fucked up, but that's the one I put on top of him. And then the Iron Patriot one, I put it with, it's got Rhodes' face on it,
okay.
And I popped it open too. It's not as beat
How
up, but it's just
it?
Kind of
How
beat
tall
up.
Is it?
They're 12 inches. 12 inches. They're 1/6 scale, yeah. Those are pretty cool. I was excited to get those. They're fucking heavy. And I should have the 3A Iron Man to talk about next time.
Oh, nice. Kinda, I'm looking forward to those.
It's kind of like... Gold, it's more like, it's not bronze. Yeah, it's kind of like gold and silver, right? Gold and silver coloring.
Which one? This one? It's gold and red and
gold and red.
Silver, yeah.
Yeah.
You've seen it. It's Iron Man 3 main armor, yeah. The Mark 42, which I think is in the
Mark
Avengers.
47,
but it's like beat
42.
Up. It's beat up enough.
Oh, 42?
It's beat up and, like, yeah. Again, it just kind of looks like someone took it, they painted, like, fucking fantastic, and then they took, like, a steel wool brush on a pencil, just, like, slightly, like, nicked it up a little bit. But, yeah, it looks pretty impressive.
Yeah, so that's the one that I got this month. And then a couple more Star Wars Black figures, like the Darth Vader is pretty cool, the prototype Boba Fett. Chewbacca's rad. He's bigger than the other figures.
Nice.
He's like 8 inches. Some cool stuff. Oh, and then the Revoltech Spider-Man, or the Revoltech Ninja Turtle figures, those are rad. Those are really cool.
Oh, yeah. The ones that are like $60 a pop or something like that.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Yeah, he's been posting pictures of them.
You can swap out their heads. That's just on my Instagram. I can show you. You can swap out their heads.
Amazing.
And each head has like an anime version of the head where their eyes are all big and everything. But those are pretty sweet. I need to do some decent pictures to put on the site.
And who makes those again?
Revoltech. And they're imports. You only can get them here in the States through Big Bad Toy Store as of right now. And they're $60 a pop. They're not cheap. But they're super articulated and they're really well sculpted.
The paint the sculpt, on them is great. The sculpt on them is just incredible.
Hmm. I want to see that shit. Sorry for the audio listener.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Star Wars Black Series, while we're pulling this up, so Aldo sent me this picture. He was at a Shopko, and he's like, "You're a Star Wars fan, right? That's not Boba Fett, right?"
No.
And it's an engineer from Prometheus in the Black Series. Boba
somebody
Fett
returned
ball.
A figurine.
What the hell?
Someone's like, awesome. "I got my Boba Fett. I'm going to return this figure. I don't want anymore."
Oh my god!
What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's weird.
The best part Boba is like, the way the packaging is. It totally frames his dick.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, Aldo, always bringing the love.
Oh, man. Pretty sweet, huh?
Not reading emails and getting into shenanigans, that Aldo.
I mean, that's all I got to talk about.
Yeah, no, that's it for this week's episode. Join us next week. We're going to be talking about video games, including Thomas's 24-hour game-a-thon for charity.
Shit got weird.
And BlizzCon that's actually just kicked off today. So join us next week, and we'll have a rundown of all that. As always, thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsors, Bohemian Brewery, Secret Compass Collectibles, and SuperheroStuff.com. Catch you guys next week. Thank you for listening to the Big Shiny Podcast. As always, you can check us out on iTunes. Please listen and rate. You can also find us on Stitcher, and be sure to check out our good friends at Entertainment is Dead and the Full of Sith Podcast. And a special thanks to our good sponsors at Secret Compass, who you can find at SecretCompassOnline.com.